You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When Michigan voters approved Proposal 1 last November, they were saying, yes, we are ready for marijuana to be legal, which raises a big question. What do we do about the roughly 50,000 people in this state who've been convicted of marijuana crimes? Advocates are working hard to get those convictions cleared in our state, and it's a process that has begun in California after pot became legal there. So let's talk about how it's playing out as we say hello to Scott Rodd. He's the state government reporter for Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. Hey, Scott.
Hey.
Good to have you with us. So Proposition 64 was the law that legalized pot in your state. It was passed in 2016. What kind of language was in that law regarding these pot-related convictions?
So in Prop 64, it included language that allowed folks who were arrested and convicted on charges related to cannabis to petition the courts to have those convictions reviewed and potentially expunged, either cleared or reduced. And it didn't go into very much depth in terms of what that process looked like, but the language of the proposition said that folks with those convictions could petition the courts.
Okay, so it opened the door, but it kind of didn't say how it was going to happen.
Exactly. It was left up to essentially lawmakers. Once voters approved Proposition 64, lawmakers in California took that proposition and figured out, okay, how are we going to codify this? And there were a lot of moving parts to it. The clearance of convictions was just one relatively minor aspect in a much bigger effort to legalize cannabis in California.
So who took up that issue? Was there anyone who took point on kind of advocating for people with these pot convictions?
You know, it's been mostly cannabis industry groups and then also legal reform groups or groups that represent folks with past convictions. Lawmakers included this language in the law about petitioning to have the courts clear or reduce these convictions. But what the state ended up discovering is that just because it's in a subsection of a law doesn't mean that suddenly everyone who it applies to knows about it. So a lot of the advocacy came from groups trying to get the word out saying, hey, you know, if you have this conviction on your record, you can go and petition and get it potentially cleared or reduced. That fell very much on the shoulders of criminal justice reform groups for the most part.
When you stop and you think about the reason for doing this, there's certainly this issue of racial inequality with that studies have found people of color are way more likely to be arrested and convicted for marijuana offenses, even though whites, Latinos, and blacks use and sell pot at pretty similar rates. How are these old convictions kind of hanging around and dragging people's lives down?
You know, it has a pretty significant impact on people's lives, probably much more than most folks would realize. There's the obvious things like, I mean, having a criminal record, if that comes up in, say, a background check, obviously, if you've spent any time in jail or prison, that can be a pretty significant disruption in someone's life. But there are also things such as being able to access certain government benefits, being able to secure certain licenses and certificates to later on in life, move into certain areas or move into certain careers. All of those things, many of those things, I should say, are blocked or it's much more difficult to do if you have a conviction like this on your record. So the impact is pretty far-reaching. It's not simply just having a blemish on your criminal record. It has a pretty significant impact beyond that.
And certainly, even if you wanted to get in the pot industry, it would be an issue.
Yeah, that's been something that the state of California has been wrestling with. The big word in California has been equity. And, you know, this goes beyond simply addressing criminal convictions for cannabis, but also figuring out ways for people who have had past convictions or have lived in areas that were over-policed during the war on drugs, figuring out ways to help them get into this now newly legalized cannabis industry. So that's been a big push, and that word equity has been kind of on the tongues of many people in California.
So when Prop 64 was passed, were authorities and prosecutors kind of expecting a flood of appeals from people who wanted those old convictions expunged?
I think definitely the state was expecting that a lot of people would step forward and say, hey, I have one of these convictions. I'd love to have it cleared or reduced. But what they found was essentially crickets. very few people stepped forward. And again, it came down to awareness that this was an option. But also petitioning the courts is a fairly complicated, fairly time-consuming process. So this is something that even for folks who knew about it, actually getting it done turned out to be a pretty tough lift. So, for example, in San Francisco in 2018, I believe it was about 23 people petitioned the courts to have their convictions cleared or reduced, which, I mean, is far, far lower than the number of people who would be eligible to have this. So the expectation was that, yeah, that there would be a flood, but it turned out that that wasn't the case.
So are there certain areas, certain cities that have kind of gotten out ahead of ahead of the curve in getting these cleared?
Yes. And so the state actually has taken a position that they want to proactively address this issue. Last year, there was a law that was passed, signed by Governor Brown, that requires the State Department of Justice to identify people who may be eligible for clearance or reduction and to send those convictions to county prosecutors by this summer. And it was estimated that there would be about 220,000 plus convictions that would be identified for potential clearance. However, a number of cities and counties have gotten out ahead of that and said, you know, we actually want to be proactive about this. We certainly will accept those recommendations from the state when they come, but we're not going to wait for the state to issue those. And so cities and counties like Sacramento most recently, and then San Francisco, Los Angeles, have reviewed convictions in their databases and found cumulatively tens of thousands of convictions that will be reduced or cleared.
California is now using an algorithm to search through all these thousands of pot-related crimes. How's that working?
It appears to be working well. So the technology side is through a partnership with an organization called Code for America. It's an organization that works with local governments to identify civic issues and then address those issues through technology. So Code for America came in and said, hey, we're interested in helping out county prosecutors who are interested to review their conviction databases to see, you know, which convictions may be eligible. You know, instead of having some rookie on the squad look at convictions one by one, we can get an algorithm that looks at this very quickly and makes your life for county prosecutors much easier. So right now, it's in a pilot form. It's a handful of cities. As I mentioned, Los Angeles, Sacramento, and San Fran are all part of that. And there are several others as well. But Code for America has said that they're interested in expanding that pilot program. And it looks like it's been successful so far.
And just so we're all clear, are there some convictions that would not be eligible for expungement, for being wiped away or reduced, or, you know, is it pretty much all pot related convictions?
So there are some caveats there. For example, if the State Department of Justice sends over a big batch of convictions to a county prosecutor has an opportunity to review those and challenge some of them if they think the individual would pose a risk to public safety or if clearing it in some way would be unjust. So there is an opportunity for county prosecutors to speak up and say, no, we don't think this is quite right, or this would do more harm than good. So there are some caveats there where county prosecutors can challenge the clearance or reduction.
So California is a little further down the road of pot legalization than Michigan. What can Michigan learn from California, Scott?
Well, I think Michigan is in a good position. You know, I think it's always good to have some states sort of blaze that trail ahead of you. I certainly know that California was looking at Colorado and Oregon for legalization in terms of lessons, in terms of learning lessons from those states. So I think several lessons that Michigan can learn from California is that just because something goes into law, such as the opportunity to clear a conviction, it doesn't mean that it'll automatically happen. Again, just because a certain subsection of a law says that you can get a conviction cleared or reduced, it doesn't mean that suddenly everyone knows about it. And even if they do know about it, they may not know how to go about it, and they may not know what the process is or how much is involved. So I think putting a law on the books is one thing, but ensuring that there's clarity to that, that there is clear communication about that, and that there's support along the way for folks who do want to take advantage of the opportunity to clear their past convictions, that they have those resources there, whether they be legal resources or other resources to help them along the way. I think that's a big lesson that California has learned and Michigan can probably take away from California's experience.
Scott Rodd is the state government reporter for Capital Public Radio in